Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is 94. It is WIP. It is a happy day in the Philadelphia area for the obvious. But I guess when you wake up after what happened last night, damn thing went so long, but it was late, but whatever. I didn't get much sleep because then I watched all the stuff afterwards. But it doesn't matter because... And then you get up this morning and you say, boy, what a great day today is. Now, they've already accomplished really what they needed to accomplish in Houston. And as I said, if they win tonight, and obviously they have a chance to win, Philly's been an underdog, not just in every series, but most of the games. I don't think there's ever been a run like this where a team has been an underdog this many times and ended up in the position they are right now, with another chance tonight as the underdog, even with Wheeler on the mound. And if they win tonight, what was the song that Don Meredith sang? The party's over. You know, I have two producers that don't even know who Don Meredith is, but which is crazy. Go turn out the lights, the party's over. You know what? See if that's on the internet anywhere.
The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. Tomorrow and next year, start the same old thing again.
That was Don Meredith, I assume, right, Kyle?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Did you know who Don Meredith was before I just mentioned it?
No idea.
You know, you don't have to be that old or older. We should never be old. We're just older. Bill, did you know who Don Meredith was?
Is he the Monday Night Football announcer?
Yeah. He was a quarterback of the Cowboys, dude, genius. That's when they were really America's team. Now they're America's failure for all those Cowboy fans. Jack, you're on WIP.
Yo, good morning, Howard. Another great show. How is it to be a Philadelphia sports fan today, huh?
Well, it's great, especially you partying in South Philadelphia, Jack.
Absolutely. The doubts, it started creeping in last night, Howard, a little doubt. But my
what do you mean a little? You said a little doubt?
Howard,
okay.
Let me tell you what my attitude is with this team. It's not over till it's over, period.
You know what? That's an interesting way to put it, because attitude is a South Philly, just like acme, which has an extra syllable in South Philadelphia. But you can't honestly tell me that you had supreme confidence when the Philly, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, the doubts were creeping in.
They busted down the door.
Nope, not in this house. Not in this house, baby.
What'd you do, take the doors off the hinges?
It's not over till it's over, Howard, with this team. Period. Okay. And that's my attitude. Since the first series with the Cardinals, then it went into the Braves, and then they smacked around San Diego. This team Yo, Howard, you just better be ready to take another picture on Broad and Jackson next Friday when we have the parade. That's what parade's going to be, next Friday.
Well, I don't know if they can they have it on Friday. I don't. Well, in other words, you're saying the game's over and the series is over in five games.
The series is over in five.
Okay. All right. God bless you. All right. Who is the team?
And yo, one more thing. I hate to be negative. I stopped rooting for the Phillies until they made that move to get rid of Girardi and Hugo Herrera. I couldn't root for this team with them two guys on the team.
Did you say Arugula Herrera or Odubel?
Well, whatever his name is, he's gone. It don't matter.
Yeah.
This guy has to go, too. Doc Rivers has got to go, and I completely agree with you with Joel Embiid. We'll never win a championship with this guy. He's the sour grapes. He's got to go.
If Daryl Morey had any cojones, he would investigate the possibility of trading Joel Embiid.
I don't
and people killed me for saying that before.
Guys on the team. That's it. I'm done with them.
Okay. I hear you. All right. Who's the team that... really came up short. Really good.
Well,
team.
You almost took my thunder. This team has been America's team for the last 25 years. They haven't won a playoff game. So you could pick any year for the last 25 years. The stinking, rotten cockroach Cowboys.
The fans are cockroaches. They're losers. I haven't heard. You know, once they lost, I guess I didn't hear from Captain Cowboy. Yeah,
they go crawl back into their holes.
Yeah, that's right. And they bury themselves because they're done again this year. All right, Jack. Have a great day.
You do the...
let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. You should be fired up after a win.
What's that?
I said you should be fired up after a win.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's no question about that. I mean, that's the obvious. But my point was when I opened the show, sitting here loving the time they spend at the Borgata, how many people really, if you really tell me the truth, when the Phillies were down 5-0, knowing who they played, you know, one of the things was, well, if they win game two, they still split in Houston. How many people really thought that they could come back and win that game? Really?
Well, the answer is nobody.
Right.
Nobody on
almost nobody.
That.
Right.
Obviously.
I know. I agree. Yeah. That's my point. Yeah. And that's okay. It's okay. It's reality. But, like, what the hell? What the hell's going on? That's the whole thing. Like, what the hell's going on?
I don't know. I called to talk Sixers.
Go ahead. You mean the team that can't win a championship? You mean that Sixers team?
Yeah, the team that you disrespect the best player in the current league right now,
and
Joel Embiid.
Are you kidding me, right?
You disrespect this guy.
Whoa. He's the best player in the league?
By far, it's not close.
So you would take him over Steph Curry?
Absolutely.
Okay, you would take him over Kevin Durant?
He does more things.
Okay, I'll even go down a step. I wouldn't take him over Jokic.
And that's why who you are, Burger King.
Yeah, because I'm a realist, and I'm brilliant, and I know what I'm talking about.
What are you brilliant about?
Well, Jokic is a better player than Embiid. He's a better player. He's a better player.
There's no better player in the league than Joel Embiid right now.
Okay, yeah, you're sick. You're on drugs.
Have you done anything as great as Joel Embiid?
What has he done?
Have you done anything as great as
It's not me. What has Joel Embiid? It's not me. I don't play in the NBA.
You know so much about him.
Okay. Well, but I talk to people, and I, you know, I can watch, I can see, and he's like, how about this? He and Harden are not on the same page right now. And you know why I think that is? Because Harden's getting the attention. That's why.
How things develop.
Well, develop this, will you?
Oh, man, abandon ship, fifth game of the season, because Howard doesn't like Joel Embiid.
Okay, and no, it's not, listen, I talked to him when he was at the Eagles game. we actually had a conversation. but it's not whether I like him personally or not personally. He's not a winner. He's a really, really good player, but he's not a winner. There's a difference. There's a difference between a winner and a really good player. Sometimes it's not the same guy.
I'm playing blackjack because I'm better.
I'm not playing blackjack with you. Because I'd kick your ass too. It's the luck of the cards. Come on, man. I know it. I know it. I know what to hit on and what not to hit on.
Say it.
What?
Jeff is better than Howard Eskin in playing blackjack.
Well, why would I say that? I don't even know. I haven't even seen you play blackjack.
But you know it's the truth.
Oh, okay. All right. If that makes you feel good, knock yourself out.
Go Phil.
There you go. All right. Wow. Joel Embiid is the best player in the league. I'm trying to absorb that just a little bit. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
I don't even know if he's in the top five, let alone the best.
I don't think he's in the top five. I don't think he's in the top five.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean,
it's the most asinine statement I've heard. He's the best player in the league.
He's proven he can't win, just like Verlander.
He's not a champion. You're right. He's not, and I think that's pretty obvious. He's not a champion.
I watched that game last night, as I'm sure you did. And yep. Verlander is one of the best pitchers of our generation, and we go back a long way. But he can't win in the series. 0-6, Howard.
I know, but. And I don't know what the deal is. And he was pitching. He retired the first 10 batters, and then all of a sudden he lost it. So I have no idea. But he's still. You can't not say he's a good. Well, when you're up 5-0, obviously there's pressure off you. I'll ask you the same question I asked from the beginning of the show. When they're down 5-0, did you really think they could come back and win that game?
No.
Okay, and that's being honest.
But, there's a but, though. I did say, because if you remember during the St. Louis series, they put a statistic up on the screen, something like they were 92-2 and leading by XFT. That's the worst thing you can do to statistics.
Yeah, but that's exactly right, because the Phillies had a 95% chance of losing. That's why when everybody says, oh, the percentages and ESPN runs all that nonsense, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant because the game's played by humans, not by a computer. And that's the difference. But it was against the best team in baseball. It wasn't the St. Louis Cardinals. They're just okay. They got in the playoffs, but they were just okay. The Houston Astros are the best team in baseball. So there's a little difference there. A little difference.
Yes. Okay. And you have to have a little destiny. And I'll tell you one thing. You're talking about analytics and robots. Joe Girardi isn't here because he couldn't think outside the box like Topper can.
Topper. I love that Topper. Rob Thompson had guts is what he did last night. He had guts. Now, he put himself in a position where he had to use David Robertson in the 9th or the 10th in the last inning. And I guess he did whatever he could to get to that 10th. And then you just crushed your fingers with David Robertson. That's another thing. Did you have confidence when he came into the game?
No. Okay. And I'll tell you another thing. Everybody's available tonight because we've got a day off and then we don't play the following night.
Well, except Suarez. Suarez, because I think he's got to start game 3. He'll probably only pitch 3 or 4 innings. But that's – then they go bullpen games. That's a new thing in baseball, do a bullpen game.
Yeah.
All right, so the team that just didn't achieve – it came up short. Really, really good team.
I'm going to pick a team that won't win because I've won a couple months ago. So, but the 90, you and I were teenagers when this happened. The 64 Yankees beat the crap out of the Pittsburgh.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.